Sunny and 5 degrees in downtown Toronto. That music signals the arrival of Joe Public, Metro Morning contributor Jason Osler. You only have a week and a half left to get your taxes done. If it's a task you'd rather avoid, apparently you are far from being alone in this city. Jason's here to explain and to explore why we procrastinate doing tasks we know we have to complete. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Before we get into the greater discussion of why we procrastinate, what was it that led you to explore this topic now, and rather than waiting, I suppose, for 3 or 4 days to do it?
Well, it's that time of year, right? This is the time of year where we begin seeing and hearing more about why people should, of course, file their taxes on time. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest tax software companies, QuickTax, okay, they had a little fun with this, and they decided to rank Canadian cities in terms of how often people procrastinate on getting their taxes done. Well, guess what? We're number one, Toronto.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It is a good thing, though, because it's going to get us thinking a little bit about why it is that we put things off when we have no choice in the matter. And to me, that's an important distinction because, you know, it's one thing to say, I'd like to take up gardening, mm-hmm. and you kind of put it off. It's another thing to kind of put off, you know, seeing the doctor, paying bills, things that aren't really optional.
Who did you talk to about this?
All right. Well, I found a self-professed professional procrastinator. Her name is Rebecca Finnamore. She's a project manager at a market research firm. She helped form an online group called the Toronto Procrastinators Work Group. And her hope was that people could meet up and find solutions to their procrastination issues. But as she put it, they haven't really gotten around to it yet.
No surprise.
She told me she's at a point in her life when she wants to make a change in her behavior, right? She's a creative type, loves to write and perform speeches for her Toastmasters Club, right? Their group, they work on public speaking skills. So listen to Rebecca describe her process when she sits down to work on a speech.
I'll write down an idea, and that's when I get this burst of energy. But then you have to do a little bit of work, right? Then you'll go on the internet. You'll get yourself in trouble there. So you go to one website, and then you find something. You go, but that's not quite the piece of information that I want to say. And that's when you spend so much time, and then you get frustrated, and then you want to take a break, and then you decide, well, maybe I should switch topics.
So it's hard to focus sometimes, right? And she, you know, that inability to focus, get the task done, you know, it cost her because she was telling me that she made a speech one day at her Toastmasters Club and she had rushed it at the last minute, and she told me what happened after.
I got feedback that it was a great speech, but I had a few little nervous mannerisms, and I knew it was only because I hadn't prepared at all, and I was kind of embarrassed by that.
So how did that embarrassment over the speech actually affect her?
Well, in this case, being embarrassed sort of in front of an audience, right? It was just a feeling she didn't want to experience again. So it just made her realize, it gave her that push that, you know, I've got to make a change here. So it also made her realize that procrastinating can actually have a serious effect on how she feels about herself day to day.
When there's a task looming over my head, I just don't feel completely free. I feel like I can't maybe move forward. So it's kind of like when you have a checklist of all the things that you need to do in the day, your checklist is already full before you even start your day because you have all those carryover things that you haven't done, such as taxes.
Interesting. Now, speaking of taxes, this is something that you mentioned is an example of something that we'd like to avoid, but we can't. We have to pay our taxes. Mm-hmm. Who did you talk to about why it is we do that?
So I spoke with Gordon Flett. He's the Associate Dean of Research and Graduate Education at York's Faculty of Health. He was a guest on the show last August.
Yeah.
I believe you spoke with him when York hosted a conference on procrastination.
I was pleased that he took our call. He thought he might blow it off.
Yeah, no. Well, he's learned a lot, so he's not too bad with it. He studied procrastination extensively. And in particular, he studied its links to perfectionism. So Gordon uses a tax example to illustrate that point.
There's a case study of an accountant who wasn't putting in people's tax returns because he was afraid he was making a mistake, so he wasn't doing his own job, so he was procrastinating on the tax returns. And he was kind of perfectionistic as well because he wanted to be absolutely perfect. And the way to avoid making a mistake is just to not finish.
Hmm. That kind of fear of failure, yeah. Right? He's saying, you know, a lot of people put something off because they're afraid of that. And it can have serious consequences in other facets of our life. So in particular, Gordon uses a recent high-profile health example.
we heard about Martina Navratilova saying that she avoided getting tested for 4 years and then was found to have breast cancer. I mean, usually that's really something the person almost is acting as if they know or they're anticipating a very negative outcome. So they put it off and they put it off to the point it almost becomes self-fulfilling.
So, you know, Gordon's saying that the fear of failure, he thinks it actually can lead to the failure itself.
Why is it that we behave this way?
Well, Gordon says the worst procrastinators are those who don't necessarily consider the impact of their actions on both themselves and others. You know, they aren't as aware of the effect it's having.
A lot of people feel that even if something is a deadline that's imposed on them, that's for other people, that's not for them. Usually in that situation, there's a pattern of a lack of conscientiousness that goes over a number of tasks and a number of different situations.
And conscientiousness, when he says that, right? So he's referring to the idea that, you know, when you procrastinate, it has an effect on someone else often. So if you don't pay a bill on time, let's say, or do your taxes, it might affect your family, right? Or at work, maybe you're slow. Other people are kind of cleaning up messes for you. And it changes how they see you as a person. So that was something that concerned Rebecca, who we met earlier.
Has she figured out any ways to improve her habit of procrastination?
Yes. She told me she's taking control now. And she tells a story about recently doing some transcription work for a cousin's video project, which had a loose deadline.
He said, oh, don't worry about it. You can get it done whenever. And I thought to myself, this is not going to work for me because it will not get done. It will take months and months, right? So I told him, well, I'll have it to you by Monday morning. And that gave me that push because I'd made a commitment to someone else to get it done.
I like that strategy.
The deadline focuses the mind.
Yes. And but also just this idea that she's making herself accountable to someone else in order to kind of inspire her to get it done more quickly. So I think now that we're armed with all this info about procrastination and we know that Torontonians are slower than others at getting the taxes done, maybe we should come up with some sort of deal where if we don't get our tax return done on time, someone else has to pay your bill.
It's an interesting idea. It doesn't answer the question, though, as to why we were supposed to do this story last week and you just kept putting it off.
I know. I'm so sorry. I've learned.
Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jason Osler, Metro Morning contributor, a.k.a. Joe Public. Do you procrastinate? Why do you procrastinate? Tell us your stories of procrastination and how it affects you when you put something off. Do you actually feel better or do you, as my esteemed colleague does, feel guilty and feel torn up inside? Call the Vox Box, 416-205-5807. You can send us a text if you wouldn't mind. The number to text is 22222. Type MM and then your message. Or you can follow us on Twitter. We're at Metro Morning. Tell us why you procrastinate and how it affects your life.